Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Kelsey Ellison. I am an actress, a dancer, a YouTuber, an Instagrammer, a tea drinker, a funky trousers wearer, everything, absolutely everything.
What was your dream job growing up?
I had two dream jobs. So one was an author and another one was an actress. So I kind of did that. Yay for goals and dreams.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
So I don't think you should call anything a guilty pleasure. You shouldn't be ashamed of anything that you enjoy. But I would say The Chase. I absolutely love it. I don't know. I would get really invested into it. Like, yeah, I would like to go on it, actually. I think I'd be absolutely rubbish, but I want to have a go.
What is one of your most defining moments?
One of my defining moments was actually when I was not being me. I was being Lady Gaga in a show and I finally got a moment to be confident on stage. Even though I was somebody else, it was me portraying this confidence and this fabulousness. And it really helped me realise that it was something that I really wanted to do, like performing and creating. And it was a moment on stage that I'll never forget. There was fireworks, there was backing dancers, and it was super cool. And that was definitely a moment where I was like, this is definitely an area that I want to work in.
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Somebody just came, didn't ask, and just ran a bath. And I mean, I get it. That's cool, but yeah, definitely the weirdest thing that I've experienced someone do.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world and what are we doing?
So I actually just went on an amazing holiday in Portugal and I think it was probably one of my favourite holidays. It had a mixture of chillness with the beach, but then in Lisbon the nightlife was so cool and it was a really cool city, so I like a mix of both, like having busyness but then being able to chill out on the beach.
You've just taken a huge bite out of a pizza and it's got pineapple on it. How do you feel?
Absolutely horrified. Absolutely not. Do not like that at all. No. Pineapple, stay away. Thank you.
What fictional character do you wish you could meet?
I wish I could meet Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter because she's super strict, right? But once you get to know her, she's got a lot of knowledge. She could give you like the lowdown on what to do with your life, who you are. She wouldn't like skit around it, but at the same time she'd give you some biscuits, you'd have a good chat, you'd have a good tea, and I think she's got a lot of stories to tell as well, so I'd love to have a chat with Professor McGonagall.
What's something people don't know about you?
A lot of people don't know that I am a grade 8 clarinetist. Is that a word? Clarinet? Got a grade 8 clarinet, yeah. Can play the jazz. I don't really show that very much. I don't know why. My friend said to me actually, yeah, you do look like a clarinet player. I was like, what's that supposed to mean?
What's your order at Nando's?
My order is a medium chicken pita with halloumi cheese inside because cheese is the best. And then either I will have the grain side thing, I don't know what it's called, I just go grains, or mashed potatoes.
What's your go-to favourite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
So I actually went to karaoke recently, and I don't really have a karaoke song, but I had a really good time singing Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. Absolutely terrible at it, awful song to sing for me, but I had a great time. I tried to belt it. Emphasis on tried.
Who would you like to live like for a day?
I would like to try this. I would like to live like a drag queen for a day. Again, with the Lady Gaga experience, that was super cool. I'd love to know how it feels, how uncomfortable it is, how it feels, and how I would act as a drag queen. Maybe I'd just go to Starbucks. Maybe I'd go on stage. Who knows? The world is a free place.
Close your eyes and describe a scene of tranquility.
I'm actually closing my eyes right now. My scene of tranquility is... it's this park that I really like that's in Hampstead. It's called Pergola Hill and it has amazing flowers. There's like a little pond lake thing and the water's trickling from that, and then you can hear the birds and it's sunny and it's just so British and it feels like I'm in Yorkshire, so I really like it. Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
I'm never embarrassed by anything that I wear. I don't care at all, but I've embarrassed other people by wearing things. And one of them was an alien onesie. You know, the Toy Story aliens? I wore that to pick up a pizza at Domino's. My friends were... I could tell they were uncomfortable about this situation. But I was like, I can't bother to get changed. I'm going like this.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
I think this chapter is called... Change. So much change is happening right now. And yeah, definitely just change, the change. I am moving house. I have a lot of different jobs coming in that I never usually do. And I formed new friendships, new relationships. So yeah, it's just a lot of things that's different that's happening right now.
What personal trait has got you into the most trouble?
I think my need to be extra sometimes has got me into trouble. As in, on nights out, dancing on tables and stuff when you're not supposed to. Just that, like, showing offness sometimes when you really don't need to. That's got me into trouble sometimes.
What are you working on at the moment?
I am working on so many things, but one of the exciting things I'm working on is a series called Queers Without Fears. And it's a series set in the future in 2038, and it's fun, it's sci-fi. It's cheesy, there's karaoke, but then it also touches on actual issues in the LGBTI community as well. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Kelsey.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.